King is coming. Oh, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? We've had a tremendous meeting, haven't we? It's hard to believe this is the last service, but we're going to make it a good one, aren't we? Amen. Look at our prayer request this morning. Sister Jan Winters is very weak this morning. Misses everyone so much. Desires to be in the house of the Lord. So let's remember our sister in prayer. A note for a special unspoken prayer request the Lord knows all about. Brenda Jones sends this in for Andrea Keith. Has surgery for thyroid cancer on Thursday. Charles Davis had a stroke. God has worked miracles, but Brother Davis still has a way to go. So let's remember him as we pray. Sister Janet Kennedy sends this in to please remember me in prayer. Have to go for an ultrasound tomorrow. The doctors are concerned about an x-ray. Also, they want me to go to Charlottesville, Virginia for more tests. Please pray that all will be well. So let's remember that. Let me give you this testimony this morning. Five of our youth received the baptism of the Holy Ghost at the Believers Youth Camp in Indiana this week. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here's a prayer request for Brother Junior Davis. Remember him in prayer. Also of strength for Sister Judy. The Lord just be with them. And Sister Carol Reagan sends this in. My sister Sharon had a grandchild that was born 3.5 weeks early. Her lungs are not developed. She has been in the hospital for a week. Last night they moved her to the Children's Hospital in Atlanta. Please pray for this baby. So let's remember that prayer request this morning as we pray. And this note, the library will be closed tomorrow. So remember that. Well, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise if you love Him this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering. If you're visiting today with us in this service, and we have a host of visitors, God bless you. Those that are streaming, pray that this service would be a blessing to those folks as well. We've got a lot to get done this morning. We're gonna hurry, but we're gonna take our time too. But we're gonna hurry too. So God bless you. Let's sing a song this morning. He's in the house. Do you believe He's here this morning? Did you bring Him with you? Did He come in you this morning? Give Him one more hand clap of praise.
little girl was lying there. Just laughed at Jesus when she said she's only sleeping, as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, some began to say, this heart of mine. He gave me life again.
And
I'm just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me. For all the world to see.
Feel good. How many feel good? Amen. I am so glad to be a part of this morning. You might be seated. Amen. God bless you. I don't, in my heart, I just don't know how that's going to do, but I think that Brother Larry Jr. and Brother Fred Jr., I don't, are y'all ready? Y'all guys, so at this time, Brother Fred Jr., Brother Larry Jr., the two juniors are going to get together, and they're going to let the two choirs get together and let them go to work. Let's give them a hand as they come.
God bless you, saints.
Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here. We just thank everyone for the hospitality, Brother Donnie, Sister Carol, Happy Valley. We thank you all. If we can get Life Tabernacle, Faith Temple, choirs to come up, and we're going to assemble the sopranos, altos, and tenors. You know what you are. Amen. So just come on up. Let's do it real quickly. And the Diggs, Brother Diggs. Sister Kim, come on. Amen. You're going to do it. Wonderful. Come on, you know what you are, alto, sopranos, and tenors. We came to break every chain that the devil tries to put on us. Amen. You know, I look around, I see, you know, these young people. I see you all, and I wept this morning. I'm amazed. I saw the projector slide. Are you amazed this morning at what God is doing? Like the minister said, there is an army that's rising up. If you are part of the army, give God a praise right now. Where's Brother Diggs? He's standing right beside me. I'm sorry.
Every praise is too long. I need y'all to help me out this morning. Every praise is to our God.
Became man. A God that became man, yes, to fellowship, right, with man. Oh, to fellowship with his creation. And here we sit today, amateur gods, little messiahs, with the same power and can produce the same results. Because you must remember, we are the final voice. There's no other voice like this voice. Because you gotta know that he changed his body and it's Miss Jesus now. And while the sun is absent, the moon is present. And she gives his light out. So let us shine fully for him this morning. God bless you. Come on, Brother Chisholm. Let's give him a hand as he comes. Amen. Give us a song.
God bless you, saints. Amen. This song we're going to sing, Pledge Allegiance. The tempo may be a little different, but we're all going to worship the Lord. Amen. I have heard how Christian long ago has it brought before Tyrant's throne, it was told that he would wear the lie if they only renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. Son of God, they would not deny, like a great angelic choir sing. I can almost hear their voices ring. Come on, I. Oh, yes, I do. To the Lamb, all my strength, all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years has come and the years has gone, but the cause of Jesus still go on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world and to embrace the cross. But one by one, let us live our life for the one who died and gave his life. To that trumpet sound on that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I can't hear you. Oh, yes, I do. To the Lamb, all my strength, all I am, I will seek, I will seek to honor. Yes, I will.
Invite a young lady up here to come sing that I always encourage her. Every time I go to Brother Larry's church, if I don't see her, I ask Brother Larry, I say, where's Tanya? I'll ask Larry Jr., where's Tanya? And I'll ask where Tanya until she pop up. So I'm going to say, where's Tanya? Give Tanya a hand. Sister Tanya, come on. Sing, what's the title of that song, Brother Larry? Remember Lot's Wife. Y'all give her a hand, she comes saying, Remember Lot's Wife.
God bless you, saints. You got me, Brother Fred. To God be the glory.
I'm afraid that I might fall.
Lord, I just might fall.
They say my flesh is weak and temptations may be hard to bear.
So hard to bear.
But I tell you, my friend, that God will answer your prayer. And don't you look back.
Don't you look back.
Keep your eyes looking forward.
And don't you look back.
Keep your mind.
My subject this morning is that our prophet mentioned many times, an invincible army. An army that cannot be defeated. But before I preach, and before I pray, I want to say this. You ready, son? You ready, Josh? I won the victory. This is an army song. Let's sing, son.
Came against me
and caught me by surprise.
Yes, you did.
I became so fearful, for it seemed I'll not survive. But God can hear me in a way I've never known. He brought a comfort to my fragile heart and a love that overflows. Somebody help me sing. I was.
As I walk
this shield of faith,
yes,
Lord, here I am, strong force, heart that will not fear,
yes,
with the word as my weapon.
There'll come a lot of battles in your way, but he'll fight them for you. You don't have to worry about losing. You're on the winning side. Hallelujah. At this time, we want to pray for all the prayer requests and that we didn't get a chance to read. We're kind of moving a little fast, but we're still going to pray. Amen. All is not lost. We're still winners. If you got a need, let it be known by the uplifting of hands while we're praying for the prayer requests. Do remember Brother Willingham this morning. That God will give him his strength to walk his daughter down the aisle. That's a great privilege. So let us pray with the prayer requests and the remaining part of the service. Eternal Father, we're so grateful for being in your house, being in your presence. We ask now, Father, that you will look over these prayer requests and meet the needs of those that are sick, those that have lost loved ones, and those that are bound in hospitals. We know that thou art the author of healing. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you remember those needs this morning. Bless your bride around the world. And as ministers walk to the platform to bring the word, you speak through them and let the bride receive spiritual food in due season. Bless us this morning, our Father, as we enter into it, Lord. Meet every need and every request. We ask all of this in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would y'all give the Lord a great big hand clap? There have been great heroes in the Bible, heroes of faith, some that went down in lions' dens, some that escaped the edges of swords, slept with the lions, went through fiery furnaces and escaped the fire, no fire getting on them, walked through deserts and the clothes didn't wear out, the shoes didn't wear. Great heroes. Great heroes that looked for the promise. But there was a group that was a rise up in the evening time that everybody been waiting on. And they could not be made perfect without us. I want to say that this group has arrived. We have arrived. I also want to tell you that we are fighting a different kind of war. We're not fighting a war with swords and rocks and guns, but we're fighting a mind battle. We're fighting a man that you cannot see with your literal eyes. He can hit you anytime, anywhere. But Jesus made a statement, I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. So when you're in a battle, you just rest. I'll do your fighting. Can you say amen? Before I read the scripture, I'm going to say this to you again. I want to say this. Is there anybody in the sick this morning? Don't be afraid to raise your hand this morning. If anybody's sick, because we're going to war. If anybody got a lost loved one, put them out here this morning. We're going to war. We got anybody that's suffering cancer, sugar diabetes, any disease, put your hands up. We're going to war. If anybody got a lost loved one out there, put your hands up. We're going to war. And when we go to this war, we're going to drag our loved ones back home. Because on the battlefield, we stand together. On the battlefield, we fight to win. We don't care about numbers. We don't even care whether we outnumber. We're on the winning side. And we cannot lose. Can you say amen? Finally, my brothers, I'm going to quote this until you know I'm reading my scripture. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might withstand the wiles of the devil. That's your enemy. The devil, and he uses your flesh to aggravate you. He uses your mind to frustrate you. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. And Satan is a losing man. I'd like for you to get your Bibles now, and I'd like to go to my scripture tonight, this morning. I'd like to read Mark 16, if I can. Amen. Mark 16, and then I'm going to have Fred to read something to you. Yes, sir. You must be known for to go to war. Mark 16. I just want to read something to you. I know you all know it. The prophet used it many times. He talked about Mark 16 being in a church. He said, show me a church of Mark 16, and I'll show you Jesus Christ in that church. So I know Mark 16 is alive and well. And I know that God is still using Mark 16 in the body of believers. Let's enter into a war with the enemy. Let's defeat him this morning. Mark 16. I'm not going to read all of them. Let's read a few verses of it. Mark 16 and 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. That word means to be cut off out of the presence of God. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Keep that in mind, in his name. If you believe in his name, is that right? In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Keep in mind, he's preparing you for war. If you're a believer, you can whip serpents. If you're a believer, you can overcome, he's saying. Is that right? They shall drink deadly things, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we in a war where we can't lose. Anything we do in his name, we gonna win. May the Lord bless the reading of your might be seated. I'm gonna get my son to read something that was read in my church. And I was studying and I told my other son, I said, David, this kind of inspired where I was going at. Read it like you mean it, son, because they need to hear what we are and what we will not be done to us. We won't allow this to be done to us. We're moving forward. Don't miss it. It's a blessing. Read it.
Says, I am a soldier in the army of my God.
I am a soldier in the army of my God.
The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer.
The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. Come on.
The Holy Scripture is my code of conduct.
Faith, the Scripture is my code of conduct.
Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare.
Come on, read.
I have been taught by the Holy Spirit.
Taught by the Holy Spirit.
Trained by experience. Tried by adversity. And
come
tested
on.
By fire.
Read louder.
I'm a volunteer in this army.
I volunteered to be in this army.
And I am enlisted.
Before the foundation of the world, he enlisted me.
Amen.
I'm down here to fight.
Amen.
I'm not worried about circumstances. I'm not worried about what people say. I enlisted in this army.
Amen.
I come to fight. I'm a warrior of the Lord. Read.
I'm a volunteer in this army.
Come on.
And I'm enlisted for eternity. I will not get out.
I will not get out.
Sell out.
Sell out.
Be talked out.
Talked out.
Or pushed out.
Or pushed out.
I am.
Come on, somebody. I will not sell out, be talked out, not pushed out. I am a believer. Come on. Come on.
I am faithful.
I'm faithful.
Reliable.
Reliable.
Capable.
Come on.
And dependable.
And dependable.
If my God needs me.
If my God needs me.
I am there.
I'm there.
I am a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
I am not a baby.
I'm not a baby. Hold. Hold. I'm not a baby. Now if you're a baby in this office. I am not a baby. I am the royal seed of Abraham. I'm that last day bride that he's dependent on. That he put his trust in that we will believe. Come on.
I do not need to be pampered.
I don't need to be pampered.
Petted.
Hold it. I don't need the preacher to pamper me. When I'm going through something, I'm more than capable. Somebody say, I don't need to be pampered. Hallelujah. Read.
I do not need to be pampered, petted,
primed up,
pumped up,
picked up,
or pepped up. I am a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
Hallelujah.
I am a soldier.
Hallelujah.
I said I am a soldier. In the army of the Lord.
No one has to call me.
No one has to call me.
Remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier.
Hello. You ought to beg me, plead with me. I'm a soldier. I'll be the church. I'll pay my tithe. I will be praying for you. But don't you pamper me. I don't need to be a pamper. I got Jesus in me.
I am not a wimp.
I'm not a wimp.
I am in place.
Say that again.
I am not a wimp. I am in place.
I'm in place. You know your place this morning?
Amen.
Well, then you're not a wimp. Come on.
Saluting my king.
Saluting my king.
Obeying his orders.
Obeying his orders.
Praising his name.
Praising his name.
And building his kingdom.
And building his kingdom.
No one. No one has to send me flowers.
No one has to send me flowers.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Food. Cards or candy. Or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed.
Hold it. Did you hear what he said? Some of y'all didn't hear that. I want you to read that to the babies in here. Read that to the babies. Tell it in. If there are any babies here, listen to this. Say
no one has to send me flowers.
No one has to send me flowers.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Food.
Food.
Cards.
cards.
Cards. Or candy.
Or candy.
Or give me handouts.
No handouts.
I do not need to be cuddled.
I don't need to be cuddled.
Cradled.
Cared for.
Or catered to.
Or catered to.
I am committed.
I am committed.
I cannot. Hallelujah. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough.
Oh, y'all need to hear that. I can't have my feelings hurt bad enough. Come on.
To turn me around.
Wait a minute. Some of y'all are looking for loopholes. But the bride cannot be hurt bad enough to turn back. We will not turn back. We will not surrender. Somebody tell cancer, goodbye, cancer. Good night, marital problems. The day I come to kick you out. Read, son.
I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside.
All right.
I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit.
I can't lose enough.
Hallelujah.
To cause me to quit. Mm-hmm. Cut a leg off, I'll limp in. Lose, I'll use one. Cut an arm off, I'll praise him with none. You can't do enough. Cut my tongue out, I'll wave the hand. You can't stop me.
Amen.
I said I cannot be stopped. I won't be stopped. I refuse to be stopped. I'm here for a purpose. And my purpose is to fulfill the word of God. Go ahead.
When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing.
Who called us in this army?
Jesus.
When Jesus called me in this army,
I had nothing.
So, I'm going to tell you right now, don't expect nothing. When I come in this army, I come here with nothing. Read.
If I end up with nothing,
if I end up with nothing,
I will still come out ahead.
Can't do nothing with that. You can't beat that. That means I ain't worried about nothing. Cause he probably I'll supply all your needs. Come on.
My God has and will continue to supply all of my needs.
Hello.
I am more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ. The devil cannot defeat me.
Hold it. The devil cannot defeat you. The devil cannot defeat you. If you're defeated, you want to be defeated. If you are depressed, you want to be depressed. If you're sick, you're holding on to it. All you need to do is let go and let God. I feel like preaching, I tell you that right now. I feel young again now. Something happened to me. I feel that the living God is here now. The seals has been opened. The angel has descended with a book in his hand. The mind of Christ has been delivered. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has been given. My keeper, my leader, my God, my husband, my everything. I have no reason why I shouldn't praise him.
The devil cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me.
Wait a minute. Hell don't want me. I'm too much for hell. Hell laid a hand on my father, Jesus, and he thought he had him. Brother Manning preached in the experience in the early 50s. He preached all in several places. He said, but when Jesus went to hell, hell tried to hold him. And a message went back saying, still on ice. Still got him bound. Little did they know, they didn't have him bound. He was a warrior. Good God, I want to pleasure it. He walked in the judgment hall.
He walks up and down the judgment hall. Didn't have to say a word. His presence. His presence upset everybody. Pilate looked at him and said, hey man, don't you know that I got power? When I speak, you want to listen to me. I got power to take your life. Whoa! Pilate, I listen to you talk a lot. I didn't say nothing. No man take my life. I lay it down. Now, you talking about a real soldier. Jesus was a soldier. The flesh man God was a soldier. He gave his life at the cross. He took whippings for me and you. He loved his wife. He took stripes for me and you. They beat him down. He never set him on the rug. They nailed him on the cross. He never set him on the rug. And we was on his mind the whole time. Everything he was going through was on the cross. He was in love. The Messiah was in love and was willing to give his life for you. The least you can do is praise his holy name. He gets in hell. He knocks on the door. Matter of fact, he bypasses hell. Hell is darkness. So he bypassed darkness where the demons were screaming. And he dropped to a long vision and he heard the demons screaming out. And then he dropped by and he heard Abraham say with him. Is that right? And he heard him. And Sarah said, that sound like that man to me. It's a promise, don't it? Job said, I heard that voice too. That's the captain of the host, ain't it? That's the main leader, ain't it? And he said, yeah. He said, y'all stay quiet. I got some work to take care of. He gives Peter the keys. Say, Peter, I'll make you commander in chief while I'm gone. Hold on to these keys. He gets down to the little pits of hell where his biggest enemy at, the devil. Brother Brown describes how he kicks the door and walks in and says, Satan said, oh, I thought I had you. We was in war at the Garden of Eden. I remember when I fought you. I fought you in heaven. And Michael kicked me out. I lost then, but I whipped your son. I beat Adam. I deceived Eve. I gave Moses a hard time. I made David commit adultery. I made him murder his best friend. He started calling out what he did. Jesus said, I'm here to drop them charges. You bring charges. You can bring charges against my people, but you got to understand one thing. I made you for the very purpose. I wanted you to do that, to show you that my people wouldn't give up, give out, nor quit. Satan said, you mean to tell me you're going to come in my house and try to take over? He said, I control this house. I own this house. Give me those keys. He takes Satan's keys. He strips him of his keys. He hangs him on the side. He kicks the door in his face. Then he quotes the book of Psalms when he's getting ready to leave. Lift up them gates and let them gates be lifted up. And one of the angels went out. Who is it asking for the gate to be opened? He said, the King of Glory, who's mighty in power. He is a mighty God. He is a powerful God. Not only did he whip Satan in heaven, he whipped him in hell. And every sin that he showed God about his people, he said, I dropped the charges. They are not guilty. And by the way, I want to tell you something, Satan. Satan, I got some more news for you. I got some oncoming Christians. He told him, I got some oncoming soldiers. Some brave foot soldiers. You've been talking trash a long time.
Yes, sir.
But don't you ever put your hand on my bride again. The lids of hell was open at the opening of the seals. Every demon from the time of Adam until this day was turned loose on one people. The people called the bride. From sickness to sorrow to death to pain. But one thing Satan couldn't touch. He couldn't touch the redeemed soul. He fought and he fought and he fought. He thought we was going to give up. There's no giving up in the elect. And the good thing about it, you ain't got nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. You about ready to finish? Read the last part. Read the last part because I got someone to tell them read it.
I am a soldier.
I am a soldier.
Even death cannot destroy me.
That's all.
Hallelujah.
I am a soldier because death can't stop me.
Even death.
Go ahead.
For when my commander calls me from his battlefield.
Oh, he's going to call us from his battlefield. Death. Huh? He's going to promote you to what?
To captain.
To captain. For he loves me. I'm going to be a sergeant. I'm going to be a captain. Go ahead.
And then allow me to rule with him.
Wait a minute. He's going to allow me to rule with him. That didn't do nothing to y'all. Y'all going to rule over everything like Adam did in the beginning. Boy, this is a teaching that gone out, but they don't get it right. But I want to tell you something. We're not in the millennium, but we're headed to the millennium. But before we get to the millennium, we're ruling now. Some of y'all just don't know how much power y'all got. Jesus said in battle, he said, take this to you. He said, when you go to a battle, remember these words. There's a mountain in your way. If you believe and you speak to that mountain, it will have to go. When you go to battle and a demon in your way, rebuke that devil. You can walk on water. Your shadows can heal. You got the very power that I got. He invested that in you. You can't be lost. You, even sickness don't discourage me. Wait a minute. Hold yourself. Where's that brother here that's supposed to be having chemotherapy but refused to go? Here's a brother here that was supposed to go to the hospital. He was dealing with cancer. He said, I got to go to church. Is he here this morning, Brother Donnie? I want to commend him. His wife came up and said he refused to go to the hospital. He wanted to be in these meetings. I might not see you, but God heard you. He know where you at. I don't care. I appreciate a man that will take a stand and tell the doctor, not now. I'm going to hear from the chief physician. Brother Diggs tells the story some of the time, but I want to add a piece of my understanding on. Brother Diggs was a very sick young man, and the devil laughed. The devil forgot about the commission. Get your hand off my bride. Brother Diggs wasn't even saved yet, but he was still God's bride before the foundation of the world. And the devil had his brain ate up with cancer, but God wasn't through yet. Brother Diggs had to carry the word. Brother Diggs had to uplift other people, and so God allowed cancer, you know, so he could be a testimony. I don't care how bad cancer is. There's no worse than cancer when you get in the brain. But I'm going to show you I can heal your brain. I can bring you from the dead. The enemy was mad because a 15-year-old boy declared his stand. If you don't take chemo, you're going to die. If I perish, let me perish, for I'm going to see the King. Brother Dick made it up in his mind. If I die, I'll die believing God. I got a praying mama. She's a warrior of the Lord. She said, I'm fine. And when you get a word from God that you are fine, don't let nobody talk you out of it. God still heals. God still saves. God still a deliverer. It's just up to you. Can you believe in it? Read your final piece of your statement. Because that's what I want the prophet to be said in here. Read it.
I am a soldier in the army.
Yes, sir.
And I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I am a soldier marching heaven bound. Here I stand. Will you stand with me?
Will you stand with me? Hallelujah. Will you stand knowing that you're a soldier? Hallelujah. 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 You know, the word of God is more powerful and quicker than any two-edged sword. It'll whip the devil on any ground. You know, Brother Brown preached several different messages. You maybe see Brother Brown preach a message he called The Greatest Battle Ever Been Fought. He preached that more than one time. He also preached The Conflict. There's a conflict going on, and any time Jesus is around, Satan can't stand it. You know, he preached possessing the enemy's gates. And I'm here to tell you, if you got a problem with the devil, just take his gate from him. He don't own it no way. It's your gate. Possess your enemy's gates. Hallelujah. I think we got too many crybabies in this message. It's time to stop being crybabies. Get up on your feet and possess your inheritance. Did you know that the Bible says, I love the characters of the Old Testament of the Bible because those men believe what God said. There's two or three men that come to mind quickly in the Bible when I get to all, but just quickly, I want a couple of men through my mind that have come to me while I was studying. I think his name was Gideon. I think he was going to a battle. And there was hundreds of thousands down in the valley down there. And he had a couple of 20,000 or so or more, 40 or 50,000. And God said, look here, you got too many. When I go to war with y'all, I don't want to kill a crowd. Again, he said, Lord, but there's so many of them. Don't worry. Be happy. But I want you to tell those with fearful hearts that's getting ready to go on the battlefield, tell them, I said, go home. If you ain't willing to stand up for this message now, go home. I'm talking to everybody that's afraid of the gossip and the trash being talked about Malachi 4. If that's bothering you, pack up and go home. We're in the hour when criticism is at an all-time high. Jesus was criticized. Called Beelzebub. Paul was criticized. Every man of God gonna be criticized. So when the enemy start emailing you and calling you, telling you to join their force, tell them, say, I'm already an army. I'm already a soldier. I didn't join William Branham army. I joined the army of the Lord, and William Branham was just one of his captains. To you that don't hear me, we're going to say it again. William Branham ain't the chief commander. Jesus is the chief commander. William Branham was one of his captains. After Paul went up to sea, he needed another captain. And he told William Branham to be the captain at the end time. And William Branham passed out orders through Jesus. And handed to us a little five-fold ministry. And we will not back up. We will not quit preaching it. We got thus saith the Lord. Several times I heard our prophet say, this is not my message. He said, this message was from God. Even when the seals was open, he said, I don't even know from one day to the next what I'm going to say. He said, this is God speaking to you. So anybody that would raise up and say that William Branham is off the word, they off their rocker. The bride ain't going to have it. I say to the bride of Jesus Christ, that's in the army of the Lord, cut your phones off. Cut your emails off. Shut them off. Get your mind on God. It's the enemy's job to try to make you turn back. But we will not turn back. We will not give up. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Don't be discouraged. Don't worry. God's going in the valley with you. I believe the Bible said around 20,000 or so men left that day. Boy, I've been in this message for a long time. Oh, how many thousand left that first day? How many, but I knew how many left the first day when Gideon made a call. So many thousand packed their bags and left. Gideon said, okay. I know we're as nervous as a commander. Oh, God. Okay, but, whew. God said, Gideon, wait a minute. Still got too many. As a human, I'm sure God, we're going to a war. We're going to the war. We're already outnumbered. As long as you got me, it's more than little to do. Well, Lord, what? Listen, Lord means ownership. Lord, what do you want me to do now? Gather them all up at the brook. And let them all drink water. And the ones that lap water like a dog, put them aside. And the ones that drink the water normal, send them home too. I want to do something in an unusual way. I want to do something that history ain't never heard about. We got people drinking water like a dog now. Dog lappers going to fight. God almighty. A bunch of dog lappers is going to fight in the name of Jehovah. When they finish drinking water, what number 300 left? Wait a minute, 301. 301 soldiers was left. So thousands down in that valley. But then God started giving his commission out. Come here, Gideon. You got all I need now. Okay, boss. Whatever you say. Yes, Lord. Tell your men. I said, get the lanterns. Get the horns in your hand. And get up on that hill up there. And don't move till I tell them to move. I'm going to let them get good and drunk. Let their soldiers party and have a big time because they think they're going to whip the armies of the Lord. They think they're going to whip the armies of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, ain't nobody going to whip the armies of the Lord. So they get up on that hillside and they say, now wait, don't light your lanterns yet and don't blow no horns. Till I speak.
Right.
You know, there's something about speaking. That spoken word makes things happen. Way over in the middle of the night, they got drunk, sleeping, tired. Then partied with ladies and had a big time. Thinking they're going to whip God's army. And God whispers to Gideon, tell them I said, scream as loud as they can right now. Scream loud, light them lanterns, and blow your horn as hard as you can. Do it like you're charging them right now. They went to screaming and hollering and lighting them lanterns and blowing them horns. And them soldiers jumped up and go to the wall. And the Bible says God made all of them run into one another. Spare one another death. God's children didn't get a mark on them. You know why? God went down there and he fought that battle. We are soldiers. We're an invincible army for the Lord. All of them was invincible army for the Lord. Let's take another soldier that comes to mind that was an invincible soldier. He had no training at all. You don't need training when you got God. There was a big old devil laughing his tail off. Them scared Israelites. Following a God with no name. Do you have a challenger for me? Biggest Saul was standing shaking in the tent. And there was a little shepherd boy. There was a little shepherd boy down in the cave rubbing his little sheep, just being a sheep herder, listening to his daddy. And the voice of the Lord moved on him. Get up and feed your brothers. He'd go down there and walk and he could hear that old big old Goliath screaming, there's no God in Israel. A God with no names, bragging about his victories because he is so big. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. David leans over to his brother and says, hey, bro, what's going on up here? I heard some rat out there screaming that there's no God in Israel. Where is Saul at? David, you don't need to be out here. You're just a little boy. You ain't had no training.
Uh-huh.
That was his brother. You know, I told him, bro, I love you, but it's time for you to shut up. You ain't
That's
talking
right.
about it.
Amen.
Tell me when Saul at. He's in the tent. Excuse me.
Amen.
O king that liveth. This is David, Jesse's son. There's a man out there talking trash. Yeah. There's a man out there saying there's no God in Israel. I need to know from you, old king, what you going to do about it. Saul says, I'm trying to find a champion. I know David's saying to mind because David's saying, I thought you was a champion. David says, I tell you, I feel anointed today. How many of y'all feel anointed today? Are you ready to go to war? Are you fired up, ready to go to war? Are you ready to be healed? Are you ready to be set free? Well, then get on life right now. David says, oh, king, I want to go.
Hallelujah.
Saul says, what? I want to go. You can't get no money. I'll go.
That's right.
So I said, wait a minute before you go. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't go nowhere. I got something I need for you to do. Get my jacket. Get my shield. And get my helmet. And they put that thing on. Oh, King, I know you won a lot of battles, but this thing is so heavy.
That's right.
I don't mean to disrespect you, but that thing is too heavy.
Too heavy.
And this old big old helmet, I just can't use it. And this sword is yours. But I tell you what I got. I got something that's already been proven. Says, tell me what you got. Then whoop this big giant. He said, I got 5 smooth stones in a little sack. I got a little teeny slingshot. Saul says, you mean tell me? Wait, okay. Before you criticize my weapons, let me give you a testimony. Oh, hang on to your seat. Hang on to your seat. This ought to stir you up. David says, when I was in battle with a bear, that bear had one of my sheep in his mouth. And it was getting ready to eat him up. I went down in that cave and I ripped that bear apart. And I walked back with my sheep in the name of the Lord. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Let me tell you something. You think that's something, you know, the lion's the king of the jungle. He come to my house. He goes in and he grabs up one of my little sheep.
Alright.
And I walk right in his den. Tear him to pieces. Get my little sheep and walk back to my camp. And that old big old dog out there. That's doing all that barking. That's a Philistine. Saying there's no God in Israel. I'm gonna do the same thing to him. Tell you, you got a giant. You got a giant today fighting you in your mind. But I want you to be like David. Take what the Lord gave you and whip that giant this morning. Saul says, okay, go ahead. They walked out in and Goliath started laughing. This is what y'all say. Why y'all embarrassing me? I'm talking in American language. If in the German to him or whatever. Pray the Lord to give you some interpretation of what I'm trying to say. Well, you are sending him out to me? A little unexperienced boy? Shame on y'all Israelites. I'm going to feed him to the fowls of the air. Then start that bragging. David, shut your mouth and let's get started. Shut your mouth. And let's go to war. We gonna see who's invincible. We gonna see who God is God. I want to tell you, the victor always gets the spoils. So David stands out there, nothing in his hand but a slingshot. And I know he's laughing. He got a big old thing. I'm gonna cut your head off. I'm gonna use the very thing you got in your hand to kill you alive. Out of mighty nose. He makes a fatal mistake. He drops his guard. David reaching in the sack of grace. David reached in the sack of amazing grace. 5 smooth stones. He pulls out one of them rocks, and I don't read when he pulled out all 5. Just one of them was enough. You don't have to use up all your power. Just one time to stop the devil. David, and the prophet said this. Y'all people don't believe the prophet. You ain't gonna like what I'm gonna say. Cause it blew my mind the first time I heard it too. The prophet said, David said, hey. Said he got to turn in that thing. He said it got up to a speed of 1,000 miles per second. He said when David turned, it was traveling 1,000 miles per second. See, it crowned him in his head, dropped him to his knees. He wasn't laughing then. Cause the rock was sitting in that big head. And while he was on his knees, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The big old giant.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I told you I was going to use your whipping to take you in. Reach and grab it. I can see all the Amalekites standing right there. Breathing hard, hoping he'll get up. Get up, champion. Champion can't get up. God bust his skull. David picked up that big old heavy sword of his and eased it round. Snatches his head off. It rolls. He pitches up, holds up. You talking about running? The Amalekites come to the hill. When God do something, the devil gonna get to running. Brother Branham, let's can I just run in our day for a minute? Brother Branham says one time he was in battle. God didn't call him an invincible army. Brother Branham said, I walked out on the field one day. He says, I knew there was a killer bull out there. I just forgot. I reached for my gun and couldn't find it. He said, oh,
come on.
What you gonna do now? Nothing can do but trust God. That big old bull looked like Saul to me. I look like that great giant Goliath. Brother Branham says, he says, no crazy, just quiet. I said, Mr. Bull, I apologize. I'm on your property. Forgive me. That bull ain't a bit more hurt Brother Branham than a whistle. He heard his creator voice. The creator calmed him down. And he drops on his knees, and Brother Branham like, waved him, like, thank you, and kept walking. That was a man that was in service for the Lord. That was a man that God called to go to battle. And every time he went to battle, he whipped the devil. He said thousands of times, he's never failed me yet. He said that he went into the city, and I heard everybody talking about it, and they tell the story, and they tell it over and over again. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're a soldier of the Lord, you are invincible. A boy died with a social disease and got a sweet, loving mother that prayed all the time. I know y'all heard this from time to time, but I want to tell my version of it. She prayed, and Brother Matthew said he could feel the presence of the Lord when he walked in her house. I wonder how many of our houses he could walk in now through, brother. We done pushed the presence of God out with televisions.
Preach that.
We've gone so far back to the presence of God has been gone. But it don't have to be that way. We can call it back up. We can defeat that television. Oh, I ain't getting no amen now. But would you sell your soul for a one-eyed devil? I know what it is. You say you believe, Brother Branham, but you got parts you don't. Wait a minute. I had to say one record. Beauty's only skin deep. Yeah. Why did you say that? Because if this message ain't right, I have something to fall on. Brother Branham says you don't take it and hang it on a coat in a right. He said when you die, you kill it. You bury it where you can't ever go back to it. Because you got one thing that you're hanging on to, you'll never come to perfection. You'll always be able to go back to memory lane. I got one pack of camels left. That don't sound like an invincible army to me. I'm holding on to them camels just in case. Well, I'm telling you, people talking against Brother Brown pretty bad now. All you got to do is turn on YouTube. But you know, the battle has left denominations. The battlefield is not denominations. The battlefield is not non-denomination. The battlefield is within the message. Oh, y'all don't want amen because you scared somebody gonna see you. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel myself. You remember you preach, here I stand. While I'm not preaching, here I stand, I'm preaching. What I'm saying today, here I stand now. I want the world to know that I don't care how many mistakes he had, I wasn't looking at the mistakes. I was looking to the word. Our prophet was a man with passions. You know, I preach against men wearing shorts. A lot of people get mad at me about it, but I'm going to tell you why. Brother Branham said it's your wife underneath garment. He said you joined the big sissy society club. God ain't got no sissies in his army. But let me tell you how slick our opponent is. A brother called me, a man called me, he caught me off guard. He says, Brother Fred, I need to talk to you a minute. I heard you standing pretty strong on my brother's wearing shorts. You better go to YouTube or you better go on William Branham Line because he was in Africa. And he was in a safari suit. And he was in shorts. I said, no. He was? I wanted to think I was in shock. No. See, I'm a warrior. So I go look at him. I says, he's in the jungle where no women at. In a safari suit. He might be going to take a swim. I didn't try to find him wrong. I wasn't worried about what he was in. I'm looking at what he preached. Well, he's a hypocrite for preaching one thing and doing another. Oh, the devil think he got an answer, don't he? Well, let me tell the devil one thing right now. I want to hear it loud and clear. You can point fingers all you want, but it won't change, thus saith the Lord. It will not. This army ain't listening. This army ain't believing. We believe the word. Boy, I tell you, it's unbelievable what's going on in this message now. I was just a young boy when I come into this battle, but I was called before the finest world, and some of the men that walked with me in this war has gone back. Some of the men that walked with me when I was just a young boy has gone back. Some that stood with me and helped me whip down Philistine giants are joined the giants now. They're saying, Brother Fred, we can't win. I'm here to tell you right now, we can win. Do not pay them. So you can feel good. Corn Dayton was in our war. Jabbers and Jabbers was in our war. They left Egypt with us. But come to find out, when the test got hot, they sold out to go back to Egypt. I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. I'm glad I got your attention because you need to understand one thing about it. You ain't going to get better till you start fighting back. These mind battles you got, you sit there and listen to the devil, you're going to stay bound. You're going to stay defeated. But you don't have to be that way. God called you an invincible army, and when God called you something, he means what he said. I'm not going to get any help now, y'all. I'm not very educated. So a lot of times my wife tell me slow down and read. So honey, I'm going to try to slow down and read. This is in a message in the Church Age book. It's a Church Age book. And he says, have you ever noticed Satan hates two books of the Bible? Is that right? And because of all these hard words, I'm going to skip over to say what he said. He says, he's always attacking the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. In both of these books, we find Satan originally. His awful ways and his destruction. That's why he attacks them. He hates to be exposed. He don't want to be exposed. Are you with me? All right. And in those books, he's exposed exactly for what he is. Jesus said about Satan, he has no part in me, and I have no part in him. The devil would like to prove that different, but he cannot. So he does all that he can to destroy the confidence of the word. What do you think Satan is doing, people? He's using his people to destroy the effect of the word. Don't be caught up in attacking the word. The word is your healer. Listen to what he says. I'm going to know what he says. He says, now he's trying to destroy the confidence of the word. But when the church disbelieves Satan and believes the spirit of revelation, the word, the gate for hell can't prevail against her. When you stay with the word, hell can't stop you. Paragraph, page 15, paragraph number 2, he says, let me show you another reason why Satan hates the book of Revelation. Jesus in the church. Jesus in the church. I know y'all miss it. Brother Branham's in the church. Brother Don is in the church. Brother Fred's in the church. He said, Jesus in the church. He promised he'd never leave us, and he ain't lied yet. Listen, he knows that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it changes not. He knows that he knows a whole lot more than 90% of the theologians. He knows that God is immutable in his nature. Then, if he's just immutable in his ways. You can't get him to change. I don't care what you do. His ways will never change. He also says, thus Satan knows assured that the original church, oh, that's us. The original church at Pentecost with the power of God with Mark 16 action is the true church Jesus claims as his own. All else is false. Everything else is false. Let me tell y'all something. We're true Pentecost. You hear my sons yelling? You see my brothers jump up in here? They're acting like Pentecostals. I heard all people say, y'all too radical. Well, y'all don't hate it. They're Pentecost. Peter them was radical. Paul said, I serve him in the way of heresy. Sometimes I act crazy. When I was in Pentecost, I went to the white folks' church. I tell you what, they're different than the Mexican people. Them white sisters be screaming, hollering, they be doing the hell like that. They had all that long, they be flying everywhere. They praise God for what they know. We come in this message and we done got... Did you know that same spirit is taking effect on the black sisters now? So you know what they're doing now? We originally have short hair. We can't help it. We don't have the longest hair like white people. So what we do now, we buying false hair. We're making our hair long. And rather than praise the Lord, we sit down acting like them. Praise the Lord. Stop trying to be pretty and praise your God. You ain't God's honey. Then it tells me, they said, there's the black people worship, there's the Indian worship, there's the Mexican worship, there's this worship, the Chinese worship. We all got our worship. That ain't what the Bible says until Pentecost. Of all nations and tongues. When the Holy Ghost fell, they all was praising God. I don't believe that you got to jump up and down and shout all the time. Because that's just bodily exercise. But I believe if you know that you know that you know what you got. Oh, y'all don't hear me talking. I believe when you know that you're a royal seed of Abraham. And you're an invincible army. When the word's going forth, if the shout of the king comes through here, you ought to give him praise, make number of the hand wave. They told me that we're too radical. Well, okay. The black folks are too radical. You can't preach for them yelling. I tell you what, say something, Brother Manuel, and say, see what they yell. Better than that, come to Life Tabernacle and say something the prophet didn't say, or say Brother Bram was wrong in 100-some-third quotes. Oh, they'll do just like this. Yep. Then they'll look at me like, what have you brought in here? Yep. We don't shout by color. Yep. We don't shout by creed. Yep. We shout by the word. Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. I shout because I got a right to shout. I praise him because I got that right to praise him. And ain't no devil gonna stop me. God bless you. To the distinguished guests today. The Lord is with us today. We thank Jesus. Jesus is our Savior. This bride ought to love Jesus. I'm not here to entertain you. I am a dragon slayer. I'm here to destroy the works of the enemy. I'm anointed with the same anointing Jesus had to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Another scripture. One more scripture. I ain't gonna say I'm finna go up and tell you the truth right quick in my time is going. I want to read something to you in Corinthians. I think everybody loves Corinthians. It's a great place to read that. It was a tough church. Paul had to deal with it. But let me tell you what Paul wrote to Corinthians. In chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians, Paul wrote a letter to him. This is the letter that he wrote to him. He says something in this order. Now I beseech you that you be bold when I am present with them, presented with them in confidence. Wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For our weapons are the weapons of the our weapons are the warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons are not carnal. When we fight with another spirit. We're using guns. We're using spirits. But we're using the power of God with strongholds, pulling them down. Let's see what we're fighting. Nobody never read the second part, what we're fighting. It says, when you're fighting and pulling down strongholds, cast down imagination. And everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Did William Branham, our prophet, bring the knowledge of God? How many in this army with me? I'll ask you, how many knew that William Branham brought the revelation of God? Well, then, if he brought the revelation of God, the enemy is going to fight you with it. Hard as he possibly can. Because in the book, I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel 28, Satan was in, that same devil that was in the garden, Ezekiel said, you're way over here. Well, he left Ezekiel and he went into the church ages. John saw him in Revelation. And then he leaves Revelation and he sees him way down here in Laodicea. Then he takes Laodicea and he says, I want it all. That's on chapter 2 says, he's going to sit on the throne showing himself as God. He want it all. I want to exalt my throne higher than the throne of God. I want to be God. I want my own people. I want the earth for myself. And the bride standing looking like, you can want it, but you ain't going to get it. The prophet of God says, we're here on Satan's ground. Rather than Satan's Eden, we're taking over. He came in our garden, so let's go in his garden. Let's take back what the enemy took from us. I want to challenge the devil. I've never done this at Brother Dunstall, but I feel real good about it.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here got a disease they can't get over? Is there anybody sick as one? The Bible says I shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I stand on that this morning right now. Amen. That there ain't a person in here that got faith in God. Not Brother Fred, not Brother Johnny, but got enough of faith in God. Amen. I don't care what the problem is. High blood, low blood, no blood at all. We're here to conquer that today. That's right. I stand here today in the name of Jesus and tell you the lame can walk again. The blind can, and we preach so many deep revelations and the people don't have faith no more. People have lost desire to pray. People lost desire to come to church and believe anymore. But I refuse to let my church go home sick and come back sick. It's time for us to take charge. I've seen people tell me, Brother Fred, nobody ain't laying hands on the sick, nobody. And you have to ask for prayer. When you ask for prayer, they do a little short little prayer and they let you walk off. No all-night prayer meetings no more. And Brother Bram said, that's what we need, all-night prayer meetings. We don't have them anymore. All we got is the Son of Man's risen. The third pool is open. Oh, turn the page 26 and turn the page 27. They never get us to the place where we can grab enough faith to believe that if you lay hands on me, every devil out of hell. I say in the name of Jesus that we got the same power. That Paul them used, when the snake bit Paul, he shook it off and kept on doing God's business. I believe today we possess that same power. But it's up to you to believe. I've seen cancer completely heal. I've seen AIDS completely heal. I've seen blindness sight come out. I've seen sugar cast out. I've seen gout heal. Brother Fred, you can't take a mountain and major off it. I'm not trying to major off of a mountain. I know the word is the supernatural, but healing is a part of the word. Discernment is a part of the word. Mark 16 need to be placed back in the church. Quit going. That's why you sleep. That's why you're wearing your spirit. You ain't got nothing to praise God for. Your sugar's keeping you sleeping, church. Your tuberculosis is tearing you apart. You're not believing anymore. But that little black colored lady said, "Thy God told me if I stand here at this fence that Elijah would come back. You're the Shunammite woman and Elijah's come back." She believed what God told her. She went to war with the devil. When you go to war with the devil? She stood right there in a misty night and waited for Elijah. Never seen him before. Never seen him before. Never heard of him. But I read about him in the Bible. Did you see what she did? She identified with a scripture that God used to place her in that position. So you mean to tell me you're going to put me in the same position as she was that woman? You got a son, ain't you? Yes. Didn't her son die? Yes, sir. Didn't Elijah heal her? Yes, sir. Well, then I'm going to do the same with Elijah coming. The thing that gets me about this story that make me want to shout all over the place, she was a little black colored lady praying through.
Yes, sir.
And during the time of racism real bad, whites couldn't cross over.
Yeah.
But Brother Branham crossed over and walked. And he walked by the fence, and out of nowhere, she says, "Hey, Parson." But you see, he had already heard from God. He was already ready for war. He was ready to go to war. He stops. "God bless you, ma'am." She tells him her position and tells him his position too. She reminds him that he's Elijah. You know what she said? "I like the Shunammite woman, and you like Elijah. And my Lord told me if I wait here, Elijah would come by. I've been waiting, and I've been believing, and you showed up." Well, sister, what might be your problem? "I got a son with a social disease. And I've been praying, but I keep hearing him say, 'Mama, I'm sailing on an old dark ship. And it's real dark out there.'" She said, "I can't listen to my baby." Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
It just breaks me apart. "I can't stand listening to my baby cry like that. And I don't do something about it. Would you go with me to my house?" He told her, "Lead the way." Chopped him, mighty nose. Look at two soldiers for the Lord. She goes down to her house and she pulls the door. And Brother said, the moment she opened the door, I knew she was a praying woman. The presence of the Lord was in the house. He listened with the prophetic ears and he heard that boy cry, "Mama! Mama, it's getting dark in here. Demons have tucked his body all over. But Jesus was in the house." Jesus was already in the house. But Jesus can't change his word. He said, "Elijah was coming to your house." He walks through the door. He says, "Sis, you pray first." He said, "I don't like sister, when she prayed, he knew she talked to God before." They prayed a prayer that shook heaven. Not a long prayer, but a sincere prayer. Them demons heard the voice of the prophet. Oh my God. They heard that anointed man praying, that anointed sister praying, and God coming out of me. Two or three. The prophet, the church, and God. And he come down in that house and said, "Satan, it's time to go." I said, "Our boss said, Satan, it's time to go." Satan got his bags.
Yes, sir.
And he walks out. When you get tired of the devil, it's time to go. To y'all that don't believe me, I've never done this before. Come here, Samara. Come here. I'm going to let you use my truth, but I'm going to show you that God is a healer in this because y'all ain't going to believe it. And I know y'all, I got the longest ride, but I want to show you a walking miracle regardless of what she's done in her life. I experienced something that many fathers don't experience.
That's right.
My daughter was ate up with cancer in her mouth. The doctor told me, we went to the most expensive high-class doctor was. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Mullins. I want to cut her face all the way off and set her face in a jar and hold it. And we're going to put a big plastic shell on her and we're going to scrape all the cancer out. Her husband says, that sounds right. I said, run that by me again. I'm going to cut your daughter's face off, put it in a jar, and she's going to walk around with a mask because she don't have nothing out here. Two going to be running, and I'm going to just a half a face. Yeah, y'all know how crazy I am. I said, that ain't happening, buddy.
Nope.
You're not going to cut my baby face off. Because God told me she could be healed. You know that man called me a fool to my face. Call me anything you want. That man went so far as to tell me, I'll pay for it free. I don't want, I'm like, Jesus, I don't want you to pay for it for me. I'm going to buy it myself. Salvation is free. Know when the devil offered to give Jesus the kingdom of the world, he said, I don't want you to give me nothing. No face at all. And I prayed, me and B, I said, B, I said, and my mother-in-law was really riding me because the knot got real big and nasty. So we went to another doctor and we prayed. And God used the doctor. He said, I'm going to tell you something, Reverend Mullins. He says, there's a spot right here. It's not going any farther. If you trust me, I can cut a round circle. Take it out. She'll be cancer-free. She's cancer-free today. Don't ever tell me what God can do. I won't believe you. You might be seeing it. Financial things are all right. You know, I was hard. I'm going to say something publicly, maybe it'll help somebody across the world. Listen, I used to pay God sometime tithes. When I was a young boy and I had two babies, that big baby that was standing up there with that bald head, I wouldn't listen to God. I kept taking from God, and God couldn't stop me from taking from him because I thought I needed to pay my bills first. So God got tired because he knew I was a son of God. One day I had to leave people. He said, the only way to this man's heart is to get to his children. That baby boy of mine, he fell with cancer, and the doctors looked at me and walked out and said, he'll never make it. For the first time in my life, ever having a real experience with God, knowing that God don't play. Back then, Brother Donnie had these little phone booths that you open the door like that. Y'all remember them? I had nobody to turn to. I was all alone. And that's where God wanted me. I walked in that booth. I said, God, I'll listen. I said, I promise you, I'll listen. I said, that's my only son. Please don't take him. And I heard the drill.
Lord.
I heard the drill. They're drilling in his side. They gave him all that morphine and tried to put him to sleep. And that drill hurt him so bad, so he wasn't number 4 years old, I could hear him screaming in his sleep. I laid in that phone booth, and my wife stayed away from me because she was depressed by the way I was acting because she was holding on. I said, God, if you please forgive me, I'll never rob you again. I'll never take another penny of your money. The doctor, when they pulled that marrow out of his bone, and God must have heard somebody praying when he walked back out, he said, I want to say something to you, Reverend. I told you your son was going to die. We found out it was an injection. How you say it, Fred? Because you found out in the military. There's some kind of substance in his blood. I was giving him medicine that crossed his blood up and had big old patches broke out of him that was cancer-like. And the doctor says, for some reason or another, his deficiency has gone away. The mighty conqueror. The mighty conqueror. He shows up when you least expect him. Have you ever heard of this before? This stuff makes somebody need encouragement. Have you ever heard of this? Come around here, Brother Danny, where they can see you. I want this to be told to mention now. This is something that don't ever happen. I never heard it happen. There was this black lady that lived in New Jersey. She's coming out of church. And this brother was renting from her. And she always talking about giving when she feels. This is a plan, young man. One day she come to him and she says, I want to do something for you. This is a black lady talking to a white man. And I had plenty of poor black people in the church. But she goes to him. Says, I want to bless you. He said, about what, ma'am? She said, I'm giving you my house. She goes to the lawyer, signs the documents over, and give him a house. I've never heard of that before. He prayed and God had her to give him a house. God comes on the scene when you need, and he meets your need in the most unexpected time. Say what you want, God is good, you hear me? So, if by chance you think God ain't real, you'd have lost your mind. This message works.
Yes, sir.
One more quote and I'm done. I'm going home. If you ain't got faith now, you won't never get it. If you can't believe two kids like to die with cancer, Brother Diggs like to die with cancer, and all three of them healed, if that ain't moved you yet, and a black woman that had a boy with a social disease was healed. Hello? Hallelujah. And a little girl drowns and Brother Ram prays and brings her back to life. And a girl with cross eyes, he straightens her eyes. And a man or a girl with no eyeball socket in her eye, God will give her eyes. If you can't believe in that, then you can't get faith at all. Tell you, man. A man with a short leg, short enough, God makes it equal. A woman shrunk a roy to nothing. Florence Nightingale. And the word of the Lord speaks, and she come out to a healthy woman. A little boy prophesied so many years ago, write it in your Bible. One day this will happen. Riding along the road out of the country, there lays the body, laying dead. God brings it back to life. You mean to tell me God ain't a fighter? God got a bride that's invincible. If you don't believe that, something's wrong with you. A fish that don't mean nothing. A fish that don't mean nothing. I thought it was a cat. That's what he said. I thought it was a cat. My little girl liked cats, and I thought a cat had died. He said, me and Brother Banks, and one of them was on the boat, was out there fishing. He says, he snatched that gun. He says, little fish, you swallowed your little wad. The last time, there was laying on the water. That's what you can go beside Danny. She's laying there like that. I said, God said, stand up. There's going to be a resurrection. Boy, I said, there's going to be a resurrection. Show up. Stand up. There's going to be a resurrection. He speaks the word. Little fishy, I as a personal pronoun, give you your life back in the name of Jesus. Don't tell me God ain't real. Y'all lost the joy of y'all salvation. This is what brought us cross. The first time I ever heard him tell that story, I was convinced. Yeah. I'm convinced that he was a prophet. Yeah. Tell what you go find two faults in him. Yeah. Won't change my mind. Yeah. But why are you looking up faults in him? Stop and go look at you. Yeah. Live from Florence, South Carolina. I'm going to take it out of Johnson City. I'm pulling Florence away and say, but Florence crazy. Are we crazy?
Yes, sir.
I don't want Brother Johnny Church to be blamed. I'm making a statement. Yes. Live in Florence, South Carolina. Yes. Listen to me clear.
Yes,
we believe that William Branham is God's prophet. We don't care about his mistakes. We don't care about his failure. We are looking at the word. I am a believer. If you can believe, all things are possible right now to them that believe. Come on, give the Lord one more hand clap while I pray for this sister. We done been in all kind of wars. We'd have been in wars where Brother Donnie had to stand up and be persecuted, and I've been persecuted, and we talked about it and said all kinds of things. But now they're leaving the fivefold ministry, not in striking the prophet. I feel good because we've overcome a lot, but we're overcomers, and we'll overcome every obstacle the devil throw at us. When he preached this, I stand. When Brother Donnie preached that, criticism went around the world, and people, anybody that stood with Brother Donnie was a hypocrite. I said, I'm joining the ranks of the hypocrites. Because if the prophet said it, then I'll be a hypocrite. Now they're preaching that anybody following William Brown, following a man that got a lot of mistakes in his life. I ain't never followed William Brown. I followed the God of William Brown. Brother Donnie, you don't think it me. God's going to heal you, sister. Amen. Well, Brother Donnie, you know what gets me? They took years to convince me to come to it. Now they're trying to stop me. I don't understand people. They witnessed to me. They gave me books and said, Brother Fred, this is the greatest message. Brother Fred, I know he's a white man, but he's God's prophet. He gave me books showing all the miracles of the day and the buckles and this and that. Brother, and his books and Brother William Branham had put his hat on and get a piece of his necktie. They did all that to convince me to come in. Now they said, something's wrong with William Branham. You did all of that to convince me to come in. Now you finna tell me, William Branham had fault in his life. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Go to 4788 Lucius Circle, Florence, South Carolina. Phone number 843-206-5728. I live around that circle. When you get there, you'll see, he got on my doorpost. I'm right where you see it. Fred Money's full of mistakes. But the grace of God has dropped the charges. If Jesus was to look at our faults, none of us would make it. He ain't worried about your faults because he can take care of them. You're an invincible army in service for the Lord. Yes, my sister. Buddy Arthritis. Well, Brother Chisholm preached on a message, my friend. Let's get rid of our friend Arthritis. He's a friend that just don't like you. He'll let you be a part-time Christian and he'll be a full-time devil. Let's get rid of this devil right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of Arthritis. In the name of Jesus Christ, Arthritis, you have to leave on the basis of her faith and the word of God. We commit it now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Give the Lord some praise right now. No. God is a healer. You know what people don't remember about that? What they forget. Brother Brandon said, the ministry pray for you, but you got to believe. John Ryan come up in the line and said, I believe, Brother Branham. He prayed for him and his eyes didn't come open. He come back, he says, my eyes didn't open yet. Brother Branham said, I thought you said you believe. It's my job to pray, it's your job to believe. I believe, but will you receive? Father, in the name of Jesus, she had a headache for 5 long days. That is nothing but the enemy. But we've been an invincible army in service for the Lord. We rebuke that demon and it'll have to go. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my sister. Bless my sister.
Years.
Coughing all night. Just quick testimony. Brother Page's mother had sugar. She had sugar so bad, Brother Dinah, she ate a hole in her leg, a big old hole like that, and the doctors thought they might have taken that leg off. They prayed. A simple prayer. And he looked at his mom and said, Mom, God has healed you. In days, you're so healed up. Scab come over, close up, went back to the doctor, couldn't find no sugar. She left this world sugar free. If God can take away sugar, if God can take away cancer, He can take away this disease right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we as believers believe your word as the prophet said. We claim healing. You did it before the foundation of the world. You're just waiting on us to believe. And as believers, Lord, we believe that it's done right now. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you, Lord Jesus. Was there, but the prophet never healed. He said it, and he said, you know, I've never healed nobody. He said, our Lord Jesus Christ did. How many believe our Lord Jesus Christ? Did you know if God was to completely heal right now, phone calls go around the world, brother Fred is a healer, get in the church, they missed the picture. Anybody can pray. It's just up to you to believe. And people kept people around the world trying to find somebody to heal them. God be right where you at. He just wants you to believe. I got to go here. I got to go there. Notice, come to Jesus. So let's believe that Jesus can heal the little girl. You say, well, you know, you're not. Well, she may go home and sit in the chair and wake up and say, Daddy, and walk to him. You don't know when God's going to do the work, but it's up to him to believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know he wants this child healed. We all want to heal. We want to show the devil that you're the same God you was on the day of Pentecost. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto thee. Little sister, take up your bed and walk in the name of Jesus. We ask it now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I had a brother named Stanley Hicks that had this same problem. And Lord God, tonight he's healed. He's got a new body now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bring healing to my brother's body. Help his family to believe that you can move this devil, because you did it at Calvary. You just expect us to take you at your word. We believe it and receive it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Give the Lord some praise, everybody. Thank be to God. Thank be to God. Come, music players. Come, music players. I'd like for the music players to come while I read the short statement, the highlight of my ministry that I want to read to the church. I skip over. This is what Brother Branham called us, an invincible army. He says, now remember, Christ is in the true church as a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how the Antichrist spirit will come into the church and defile it. Now listen, how he said the Antichrist spirit will come into the church. Well, the denomination church is already an Antichrist. So he got to come into some church that's not Antichrist. So I'm wondering what church he's talking about. He said the Antichrist spirit was going to come into church. So he's going to come in some other church that don't have that spirit of Antichrist and going to try to defile it. I proclaim he's talking to message believers. Be careful of the Antichrist spirit. He says, and we'll come into the church and try to defile it. Make it lukewarm. My God. Form and powerless. It exposes Satan and reveals his works and his attempt to destroy the destruction of God's people and to discredit of God's word. Right down to the time he's casting the lake of fire. Satan's going to fight right to the lake of fire. Church, we ought to be screaming. We're fighting an opponent that ain't going to quit till he get to the lake of fire. But I want to remind him, I ain't going to quit till I get a body change. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that the people that gets the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, she can do the greater works. She will be an invincible army if they can get that revelation of the two spirits in the framework of the Christian church, and by God's spirit discerning and withstanding the Antichrist spirit, Satan will become powerless before her. If you ever get a revelation who you're fighting against, and this word stands with you, he'll become powerless. He can't deal with this true church. She's just like Jesus. She is Jesus. He will be today. And when Christ was to him in every effort to gain power over him in the desert, Yes, Satan hates revelation, but we love it. With the true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Give the Lord a big hand clap. God bless you, brother. He come for his mother. He said he didn't even want to come down here. Let's pray. Father in heaven, this young brother stands in the behalf of his mother.
Lord God.
He didn't, his flesh, he fought against his flesh.
Lord Jesus.
To take this walk to ask for healing.
Oh, Lord God.
Bread for his mother.
May you move forward.
And Lord God, move right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord. We ask in your name. Touch her right now, Father. I know you can. Jesus, we pray.
Touch her. And make her well.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
God bless you, my brother. Yes, Mother. Problems with a heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my sister's heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're such a special God. We believe your word. Make her well right now, Father. We believe it right now, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen. Love you, Mother. Hallelujah. Child battles with spirits of allergies. You're a healer. You've already done it. Grant it right now, Father. Make my little brother whole right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like to sing something, Fred. I want to listen to this song. Maybe it'll bless somebody. Touching Jesus is all that ever matters, and your life will never be. Matters. And your life will never be. That brother, Lord. I pray that you touch him right now, Lord Jesus. Go away, Lord. And all the sickness and all the diseases that are attacking his body, I ask in Jesus' name now that you give him strength, make him whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Through her pain. Thank you.
Invincible army today. Invincible means you can't be stopped. Will not be stopped. We will go forward. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
again to Happy Banner Church, Life Tabernacle. Thank you. I know Brother Larry. I know his church. Thank you. I know Brother Diggs and his family. Thank you. And I, as the voice of Life Tabernacle, God use it. We truly thank you for the food, for a good shepherd here, and for good deacons and good people. We thank you for all of that. Love being here. I want to tell you that something happened. I'm going to go, this is what I said. Moses let God's children fall, and is he let them through the cold and through the night. How can I hear Moses say? And Moses said,
that's preparing to be baptized back there a few moments. I just want to give our appreciations to all the saints that have come to be with us in these few days of service. All the visitors, wherever you're from, we certainly appreciate you coming. Trust it was worth your effort. And thank you for spending your money on your gas and your rooms and your food and all that while you were here. I want to thank the local saints for preparation and for everybody kind of being uncomfortable a little bit today, squeezing together a little tighter than normal and sweating maybe a little bit, but it's been good. Eh? I marvel at the gifts of God. You know, when a white preacher preaches about David, you picture David being a white man. I mean, you just... When a black preacher preaches him, I mean, I could say David's just as black as midnight. How God puts gifts in men's life. And the culture, their background, and all that is there present. It's just wonderful, isn't it? Lord, children, what is it going to be like when we gather there that day? When all these battles and troubles are over, it's going to be a wonderful time. Please, please, don't miss it. Don't let anything hinder you from being there that day. There's nothing the devil can ever put before you that's worth trading off heaven for and all these blessings. We certainly appreciate all the ministers that have come, those that have spoken, and those that have just been here visiting with us. We ask God's blessing on them, and we certainly... We're charged together, wouldn't we? I just hope Brother Louie don't get up here Wednesday night. I can just imagine the rest of you saints Wednesday night standing there going... And I was noticing you white folks, and they're up here doing it. Y'all's doing it with them. You say, but Brother Donnie, I've seen you doing it. I've been doing it for a long time. I've been around them. Amen. We just so appreciate God's blessings, don't we? Amen. We certainly do. Brother Chisholm will be down with Brother Bill Johnson, their service tonight. Brother Chisholm, what time does that start? Do you know? Don't know what time it is? Anybody know what time service is? 6 o'clock? Okay. All right. Brother Chisholm, Brother Bill's at 6 o'clock tonight. So if those of you that want to go, I know that they would make you welcome. We just so appreciate God's grace. Let's just sing together just a little bit of Amazing Grace while we're just waiting on them to come. And this is the way that we will all overcome. This is the way we'll all be there. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, praise God.
Certainly have enjoyed the meetings. And as many of you know and probably have seen, when I was down in Lima, Peru a couple of months ago, I baptized a brother in a very swift water of viaduct, and I about lost the brother and myself also. So since then, the deacons only let me baptize the little fellas. So this is Isaac Torres, and he's been asking questions, been talking to his daddy. I thought it was quite interesting. He was looking at a Bible storybook and looking at pictures, and there's a picture of Adam and Eve and a fruit that they ate and a snake. And he said, "Daddy, would you explain that to me?" You know, a lot of people come to the message on serpent seed. So I said, "Danny, use wisdom." However, last Sunday I was in the parking lot, and he said, "Brother Terry, I want to ask you a question." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Will you baptize me?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "Why do you want to be baptized?" He said, "Because I want to go to heaven. I want to quit my sinning." So, I believe if they ask and they have a desire and there's some evidence of real interest, I believe it should be baptized. So let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord Jesus, as we bow our heads now, we thank you once again for this opportunity. Lord, we know that the water baptism is an outward show of an inward work. We believe the Bible has already said in Mark 16, we read it this morning, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16, 16. And we believe the scripture. Lord, we're going to now administer him, Lord, that which he has desired, to be baptized, take on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for, most of all, that first you dealt with his heart. First, you had to deal with his heart first for him to have any desire to be baptized, to be saved. We thank you for that, Lord. I pray that you would bless him now as we baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus. You promised, Lord, that you would fill him with the Holy Ghost. These late hours and how close it is into the very coming of the Lord. I pray, God, that you will grant, Lord, the fulfillment of that scripture in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say thank you for it. Amen and amen. Little Isaac, upon the confession of your faith, I baptize you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God bless you till we meet again. For the local church here, we'll be having service Wednesday night. I know it'll be like going on a world tour vacation and then you have to come back and go to work. So we're having church Wednesday. Oh boy. But you know what? Jesus will be here, so I'd come if I was you. Amen. I hope we never get to have another meeting like this. Absolutely never. Never. I hope this is the last one we ever have. I hope we're changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if not, we'll do it again by the help of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Let's go as we sing together. Amazing Grace. Be careful as you go. Watch the traffic as you go out. May God give you grace and strength. I trust that you've been ministered to these days. When we bend at 10,000 years, may God go with you. Bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing our God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God.